USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's recently bolstered legal team for the impeachment trial against him, which will get underway on Tuesday, say the case against President Trump is constitutionally invalid. Among those recently added to that legal team, Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz. Here, when asked about his time as a lawyer defending controversial figures like O.J. Simpson and Jeffrey Epstein, Dershowitz says,
I'm very proud of my role as a defense lawyer. I did nothing wrong in any of those cases, and I will proceed to make my argument in this case without concern for what people think about who I represented in the past.
He was speaking on CNN's State of the Union. Puerto Rico's emergency services director is now out of a job after officials found a warehouse full of undistributed Hurricane Maria supplies. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
More on the impeachment trial of President Trump, which is to get started in the U.S. Senate on Tuesday, with Democrats and Republicans still arguing over whether witnesses will be called. The House Intelligence Committee Chairman, Democratic Representative Adam Schiff, says a Senate trial without witnesses would be a mockery.
It would be a mockery of a trial, not a trial. But that is what Senator McConnell to date is proposing. But that's not what the American people want. And I don't think it's true to the oath the senators have taken to be impartial administrators of justice.
He was speaking on ABC's This Week. The body of a U.S. Army paratrooper killed in Afghanistan is back on American soil. The remains of 29-year-old SAF Sergeant Ian McLaughlin arrived at Fort Bragg, North Carolina late yesterday. He and 21-year-old Private First Class Miguel Angel Villalon of Joliet, Illinois, were killed by an improvised explosive device back on January 11th. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The U.S. Supreme Court's agreed to hear a case concerning when Electoral College members look to vote for a presidential candidate who didn't win the popular vote in their state. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
The High Court will hear two similar cases brought by electors in Colorado and Washington. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in those two states in 2016, but some electors refused to vote for her. The plaintiffs said the laws in those states requiring electors to vote along with popular votes are unconstitutional. In 2016, 10 electors voted against their state's pledged candidate. Three were invalidated and replaced with electors who complied, and the other seven were officially recorded. As a result, Clinton lost 5 electoral votes. The decision generated concern among state officials and advocates who fear it gives individual electors all the power and voters none of it.
And former UFC champ Conor McGregor is back in the octagon, defeating Donald Cowboy Cerrone in less than a minute last night. That UFC fight in Las Vegas, McGregor's first victory since 2016, the former two-division champ landing a head kick early in the first round, and then he just began raining blows on Cerrone, prompting the referee to stop the fight after just 40 seconds. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.